Hello and welcome to Community Focus. I'm Clinton Whedon. This week our guest is Lori Garrison, Director of Development at Cameron University, and she's here to talk with us about the end-of-year giving campaign for the university, Changing Lives, Building Futures. Lori, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
So, tell me about this year's campaign.
This year's campaign is off to a great start. We're mid-campaign, and the theme is, like you said, Changing Lives and Building Futures. It's also subtitled The Fund for Education. We understand that there's a lot of worthy causes around that you can donate to this time of year, but feel very secure that the gift of education is a wonderful gift to give somebody.
What will this campaign help to fund at Cameron University?
So all dollars received through the annual campaign or the year end of campaign, sometimes it's called, are used by the University Foundation for student scholarships predominantly, but they can also be designated by a donor. Half of their gift can be designated, for example, if you are a sports fan, it can be designated athletics. If you are a fan of science, it can be designated specifically for a science area, but mostly student scholarships, also expanded programs, and we want to make sure that Cameron students attend class and learn at state-of-the-art facilities. We want to make sure that every student who comes to Cameron has a quality education, and that money is used to ensure that that happens.
You mentioned designating a gift for specific departments, and I want to clarify that. How does the process work if someone makes a specific designation for their gift? Does it mean a gift can be used as, say, a supplement for the operating budget for that department or something like that?
It wouldn't be for the operating budget. It would be, for example, if I want to share the example of a young man who came to my office last month and he told the story about how Cameron gave back to him in the 1980s through a baseball scholarship. It affected him for the rest of his life, and he just kind of wanted to pay it forward. So he wanted to give a gift back to Cameron, but he designated that gift to baseball. So in that sense, he wanted the gift to be used only for baseball scholarships.
Even though this campaign and others like it are oriented towards student assistance, how often during the campaigns do you hear from donors or potential donors who are interested in making gifts that are targeted more as a budget supplement or for another purpose beyond scholarships, given what's happened to higher education funding in recent years?
Fortunately enough, a lot in Fort Sill and in the surrounding communities, Southwest Oklahoma that Cameron University serves, I believe understand the predicament of higher ed right now and the state funding cutbacks, and they're friends of Cameron, they're supporters of Cameron, they understand the importance of Cameron and the university and how Cameron affects exponentially what happens in the area. So when they dig in their pockets, they dig very deep and they want to help supplement what Cameron University is not receiving from the legislature or the funding from the Capitol.
So if I understand correctly, those donors are handled in a different fashion, which allows you to focus events like the end-of-year campaign more closely on student assistance.
Definitely, operating budget is a concern, and we have donors who specifically see that and specifically relate to that and specifically request that their donations be used for that. The end-of-year campaign is more of a campaign, if you want to think of it as us being in the season of giving. At the end of the year, some people need to make donations for income tax purposes. Some people just do it intrinsically because they understand that giving back pays in perpetuity for these students. Giving back through a $1 or a $1,000 donation lives in perpetuity in that student's life forever, and they become a part of that experience. So they do it from the goodness of their heart.
Turning back towards the campaign itself, is this just an effort to collect donations in general, or is there a specific fundraising goal for this campaign?
Well, of course, let me preface my answer by saying we're grateful for every penny, and we have this motto, every gift matters, and it's surely the case. If you're a student and you can give $5, or if you're an employee, you can give $10, or if you're a business owner, you can give much more than that. We appreciate every dollar that we get and use those dollars very responsibly on your behalf. But the goal, having said that, the goal that we've set for this year's annual campaign is $50,000. So we're trying our best to reach that goal and have the students benefit from that money We understand that the economy is not what it used to be, not just in higher ed, but sometimes people have less money to give and they choose fewer things to give to. And that's something that we all understand and we can all relate to. We just want to set in the mind of our donors and our Cameron family and the Cameron community that giving the gift of education is worth the investment.
So the campaign runs through the end of the year, but as we will also deal with here at KCCU, the university will be closed beginning December 21st. If someone wants to contribute after that date, what will they need to do since offices will be closed?
Good question, and I want to make sure the listeners understand that the mail keeps running. It may not be checked as frequently as before, but we will still get your mail. We will still get your checks. If you would prefer to make that donation online, you can go to the Cameron website. In the top right-hand corner, there's a little prompting, Give Now. You can click on Give Now and be routed to a secure online donation option. And also you can, if you just want to pick up the phone and call us at 580-581-2999, we can take your payment over a phone and make sure that you understand that it's a secure tax-free donation.
And in that time frame, if someone has a question or needs to contact the advancement staff, what would they need to do?
Yes, when the offices close, Lori Garrison is not shut down. Her email is open. So I would encourage you to email me, LORIEBG@cameron.edu. And we'll be checking emails all day, every day, whether it's Christmas or Christmas Eve or New Year's Eve. My policy is always to return your email or your inquiry within 24 hours.
Lori, we're just about out of time. Is there anything else you'd like to let our listeners know about the end of your campaign?
On behalf of Cameron University, I sincerely want to thank you for even considering giving to the gift of education. Nelson Mandela once said that education is the most powerful gift that can change the world. And here at Cam University, we certainly agree with that statement and encourage you to consider giving back to Cameron and our students.
All right. That's Lori Garrison, Director of Development at Cameron University, talking with us today about the end-of-year fundraising campaign, Changing Lives, Building Futures. Lori, thanks again for being here.
Thank you for having me.
The Changing Lives, Building Futures end-of-year campaign is open through December 31st. For more information about the campaign and how to be part of it, contact the Cameron University Office of University Advancement at 580-581-2999 or visit cameron.edu/CU_foundation. That does it for this week's program. Community Focus is a production of KCCU, a service of Cameron University. For more information about the program, visit us online at kccu.org. Thanks for joining me. Until next time, I'm Clinton Whedon.